Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, we roll on into hour number two here. Welcome to it. Monday edition, Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Chris, hello. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. He'll be back with us in a little bit. We got a Padre Pen Pals coming out at the bottom of the hour. And I have checked some of the questions. And never mind the Padres taking two out of three over the Royals. The fans are not happy with a lot of stuff that's going on. We'll get into that and try to answer some of their complaints at the bottom of the hour. So stick around for that. Tony will rejoin us for that. We do have a little bit of a daily gambit coming on. And are we doing 30 miles on today? Am I looking at the wrong sheet?
Oh, no. I printed out.
You have a combined sheet, don't you?
No, happened was sometimes, because I have a blank thing where I just create new dates off of. I have a template, and sometimes I fill out the template instead of the actual one, and then I forget to delete things.
So we're not
no
doing the 30-mile
zone, which reminds me I need to go take care of that right now.
But we do have Padre Pen Pals at
yes.
the bottom of the hour,
yes.
Big 5 in the 4 o'clock hour. All right, so we'll keep you up to date with what's going on. Sam Levitz, EcoWater, Padres, EcoWater, SoCal Padres pregame show. I shouldn't have done that without looking. But you get the idea.
Family Loves Eco Water Padres SoCal pregame show.
That is coming up at 5:40. I did run into Sam Levitt this morning. Evidently, the fine folks at the local television stations, KUSI and Fox, I think they're both, they are, well, I know they are, they're both in the same building now. Did you know this? They've combined forces.
Yes, I was on TV last week.
KUSI, yes, okay, and Fox. Well, they booked Sam on Fox and me on KUSI pretty much at the same time this morning.
Oh my goodness! Did you guys see each other in the hallway and just stare?
No, we did. We said hello, and I imagine more people watched me because you know. Anyway,
there's a very unique.
The other thing that was funny, Sam had a nice sport coat on and looked sharp. I, of course, had my golf shirt, and that was good for me. But I wasn't at the same level of dress as the great Sam Levitt.
Oh, Sam's always dressed up.
Yeah, he's always dressed to the nines. Anyway, so that was this morning, and here we are now getting ready for the Daily Gambit because. A lot happened over the weekend. We got some games to look ahead to tonight.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly.
We'll try. I was in Las Vegas this weekend. I gambled quite responsibly because I didn't gamble at all.
See, what... Yeah. If you're going to go to Las Vegas, you got to at least throw a couple bucks into a slot machine.
Absolutely. Well, why don't I just give it to the casino straight away?
What if that spin was it?
Was the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't. I also saw the very first beginnings of the new Las Vegas A's baseball stadium starting to just scratch the surface there. It's a big, huge mess of dirt. Mostly now, but it's starting. It's got a few years to go.
I read an article about, I love these articles though, about the A's and how people hate them. And Sacramentans are now trying to turn their back on the A's because the A's hate Sacramento so much. Everything the A's do is just a mess, just seems like. Anyway, you should have put at least a dollar into the slot machine. You would have won lots
of money. You know what? I didn't, so I can now give that dollar straight to you if you'd like it, instead of giving it to the people in Vegas who don't need it.
Okay. Last week, we had a lot of bets, actually. First one, Royals at the Padres on Friday night, over under 7.5 runs. You went over, I went under. It was 6-5, so they had 11. Nationals were playing the Dodgers on Friday night, Dodgers were -1.5 on the run line. We both chose Nationals, and we won because the Dodgers only won 6-5. So,
yay.
How about
Max Muncy yesterday?
Yeats. What happened?
He made a grand slam and a 3-run homer. I mean, he had almost...
Oh, I didn't see that.
He had almost more 3-run homers in 2 innings than the Padres have all year.
Wow, I did not see that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Otani had 5 RBIs yesterday and also pitched an inning.
Yes, he did.
To which ESPN gave like 45 minutes of coverage to.
He did strike out 2 this time.
So what? big deal.
Who had more strikeouts, Gore -1 or Kershaw on Friday night? You said Kershaw, I said Gore. They both had 4, but the -1
Clayton
makes Kershaw the winner.
Getting her done. He's 3-0.
He went 5 innings, too, I think, that game.
Red
Sox at the Giants. Devers, hits plus runs plus RBIs. How many did he have? Is he over, under, what was it, 1.5?
He had 0 in that
game. We both
game.
Went over, yeah, he went over 5 with
but
a strikeout.
But he did hit a home run in the series.
Then the actual game itself, Giants -1.5 on Friday night. You chose the Red Sox. I chose the Giants. The Sox won 7-5. Okay. Asia Wilson, who had more points? Asia Wilson or Skylar Diggins? Asia Wilson -6, I should say. You chose Asia Wilson. I chose Skylar Diggins. Diggins had it outright, 24 points. Asia Wilson had 20, minus that 6, 14. College World Series, which we'll talk a little bit about in the Big Five. LSU -1.5 on Saturday over Coastal Carolina. You went Coastal Carolina. I went LSU. Coastal Carolina lost, but LSU won the game. Coastal Carolina lost, but they also won the bet because LSU won 1-0. I don't
know
LSU why
LSU
made
then,
it so hard.
You did. LSU also won yesterday, 5-3. So congrats to the LSU Bayou Bengals. They win the College World Series for the second time in 3 years.
Okay.
Which I, you know, get tired of LSU and...
Me too.
Everybody in the SEC pretty much winning everything.
Last thing. Pacers at OKC Friday. -7.5 OKC was on the spread. We both chose Pacers. We were right. 108-91. Now, before we get into our bets today, tune into the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt this Friday at 9 a.m. on Ben and Woods. Manager's Report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal Tri-Alkaline Water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
Real quick. Do we boo C.J. Abrams or James Wood tonight? It wasn't their fault that the Padres traded them.
No, I don't think we boo him.
Okay.
Definitely not James Wood. He never stepped foot into a major league uniform. And C.J. Abrams was just kind of a part of the package.
Right.
Mackenzie Gore, though.
We're going to boo him?
He threw at Profar last year.
There you go. Don't forget it. All right, Padres-Nats a little later. Speaking of that game, first up on our list, I went 13-15 last week, which is not great, but it's much better than your 5-15.
Yeah, this is
you
were
very poor last week. So let's see if we can turn it around.
Let's hope.
Padres-Nationals 8.5 runs tonight. Mitchell Parker, the lefty for the Nats. Steven Kolick for the Friars. I'm sorry. Until further notice, under is the way to go in a Padre game. I mean, it can go over, but it's just not likely.
I mean, Steven Kolick's kept runs off the board.
And the Padres just don't score that many. I mean,
they scored 5 on Friday. They scored, 3 yesterday? They scored 5 on Saturday?
Yeah.
It doesn't go over.
Tony said it earlier. Thank goodness the Royal manager was stupid enough to take... Lugo out yesterday. Guy's pitching a 2-hit shutout, and you're kind of, let's go, that's it.
You know,
I'm like, what?
I was in the car at that point in time. Bob Scanlon was bringing up that Lugo has a big problem with giving up home runs third time through, and he has a finger problem.
Don't care. Again, have a feel for the game. You say this all the time.
I do, I'm just
saying. The guy was absolutely unhittable yesterday.
He was pretty good.
And they took him out, and the Padres won. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who are you picking, by the way? 8.5 runs.
Under.
Under also. Cubs and Cardinals meet tonight. I think this is the first time they've played this year.
Really?
Maybe they played last week, but I know recently they hadn't played yet. And this is a big rivalry again, much like Dodgers, Padres and all these other rivalries that don't play anymore. Cubs are favored by a run and a half tonight on the road. Who do you like in this one?
Sorry, I was reading something else.
Oh, Cubs minus 1.5 at St. Louis.
I don't know. Rivalry game? Cardinals have been playing
rivalry
okay.
Rivalry game, yeah.
Isn't that what the rival is?
It is a rivalry game. Yes, this is the first meeting of the year between the Cubs and Cardinals. It took till June 23rd for it.
I'm going Cardinals.
You're going Cardinals. Cubs have been struggling a bit. You know, the Brewers are back within 3.5 of the lead in the Central, but I'll take the Cubs in this one. Steven Kolek, Mitchell Parker, 3.5 strikeouts for both guys. So the question is, who gets more strikeouts? It better be Kolek. What do you think? Who gets more strikeouts?
I'll say Kolek, too.
Kolek. And we only have one more, because there's just not a lot tonight. There's no other. There's no NBA, obviously. There's no NHL. There's no WNBA. There's pretty much baseball. Aaron Judge at Cincinnati, 2.5 is the total. Hits, runs, and RBIs. Now, I bring up Aaron Judge for a couple of reasons. Number one, his batting average is nowhere near 400 anymore. So no. We should have stopped talking about that a while ago. But secondly, is Aaron Judge slam dunk for the AL MVP right now? I think on the surface you'd say, oh, yeah, of course.
Who else would it
be? And I would say, what about Cal Raleigh, who is going crazy right now for Seattle? He's up to 31 homers.
See, my reaction is why Cal Raleigh is not going to win MVP, because no one's talking about it when they absolutely should be talking about it.
He keeps going. They're going to have to talk about it. Like, he's going to force them. He's doing things that no other catcher or switch hitter has ever done in the history of the game. So, anyway, the bet here is Aaron Judge, 2.5. Hits, runs, RBIs at Cincinnati.
The hitter's park, I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go over, too. All he has to do is pop one over that short wall there, and he's over.
He's on his way.
All right, so only four picks tonight for us, Scrape. I got a couple of things to update. The baseball all-star voting is out, or updated, anyway. Padres, man, not doing too well. I must be honest. We'll let you know where things stand when Gwen and Chris continues. We'll also check a little traffic in here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, 318. We welcome you back to the program. I guess in some ways, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., by the way, down at Petco. He'll join us here in about 10 as we'll get into the Padres pen pals. I get, in some ways, the Padres record. Let's just break this down for a second, Scrape. They're 42-35, okay? There's a few different ways to look at this record. I think you can look at that in a negative way, and here's how. Padres' record against winning teams this year, teams that are currently over 500, is 10 games under 500. They're 18-28. They've not been good against the better teams. At least their record doesn't say so. Against the losing teams like the Nationals, they're 24-7. So hopefully they'll keep that going tonight, but can they continue to feast on the losing teams? Eventually, you'd like to see them start winning some of these games. The other way that you can look at their overall record a bit negatively is to point out that they started the season 14-3, and they've now played 60 games since then, which is quite a few, and their record is 28-32 over that 60-game stretch.
However, you're fueling all the fire out there.
I know I am, and we're going to get to the pen pals in a little bit, and everybody's upset. But I started with the negative because I'm going to finish with the upbeat part of it. Padres still are where they are, with no sign yet of Yu Darvish, with no current sign of Michael King, with no sign ever and not going to be of Joe Musgrove, with lengthy injuries to Jackson Merrill and Jake Cronenworth.
Jackson Merrill twice.
Jackson Merrill even, it's another week beyond that. without basically any left fielder all year. And they're still, you know, there. They're finding ways to win enough games to stay in the hunt. So that the 42 and 35 in that regard is okay. And here's another way it's okay. Other than Manny, do the Padres to this point in the season have anybody having what you would say is a better year than you expected? I would say only one guy.
Manny
and Gavin Sheets.
Oh, Gavin Sheets,
right?
Yeah.
And on the pitching side, I think you'd say Pivetta.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. And, you know, I know you think the bullpen's great. I do, too. But even the bullpen, over the last 60 games, and I looked this up, Scrape, because I have no life.
And you needed proof.
I needed proof. Over the last 60 games, the bullpen's ERA is okay, 3.80. Not Hall of Fame, but okay. The bullpen's record is 15-16, a losing record for the bullpen. And also during that span, they have 17 saves and 9 blown saves. So the bullpen hasn't exactly been lights out either. As a matter of fact, you know, you can't tell me, you or anyone else, feels 100% secure now when the bullpen comes in, whereas we did the first month or so of the season.
And I was waiting for that to wear off because it just doesn't happen.
But now, I mean, Estrada's had, you know, some real dust ups.
I'm mostly worried about Estrada now, and I know he's going to find it because last year was the same thing. He lost it for a little bit, but yeah. I am worried when he comes in.
More to hone, you know.
He's been all right. He's been good.
He's been good as long as they don't hit the ball back to him.
Good point.
Then anything can happen.
Good point.
Jason Adam, who honestly was, you know, I have such high expectations, but he was on like a 1-2-3 inning every time. That's not really happening. And, you know, Suarez has become quite hittable here the last at least 2 weeks. So the bullpen isn't there. The other thing is, look at the all-star balloting just for fun. We are nowhere to be found. Luis Arraez is fifth, and he's way behind Bryce Harper, who's in fourth. So Arraez, you could get out the vote, but he's not going to get in. Jake Cronenworth at second base is eighth, and he's nowhere near Ozzie Albies, who's in seventh, so don't even bother. Xander Bogaerts is ninth. And I know you guys all say, well, that's where he deserves to be. And I mean, we've already talked about how hot he's been lately. So maybe you should enjoy at least what he's doing right now.
I'm a huge Xander.
You can get back to complaining about him in a couple of weeks if you must.
Well, not.
But for now, Xander's on fire. All right, Manny is leading at third base. He's got twice as many votes as Muncy. So it looks like Manny's going to get in.
Yeah.
But that's it. DH, even Gavin Sheets is ninth. Catchers, Elias Diaz is 10th. Fernando's only 8th.
And Fernando struggled for a long while.
And Fernando's only is still 200,000 votes behind 7th place Andy Pajes. So Fernando's not going to any All-Star game unless he's chosen. Jackson Merrill's not either. He's 14th. I just think, look, the All-Star balloting is what it is. It's a popularity contest. But it also goes to show, no Padres are really having a standout year. And yet, okay, we're a half game out of a playoff spot behind Milwaukee, but we're 5 games. We're there. We're right in it. I think it's going to be up to AJ between now and the end of July to come up with something really good.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about this, Scraby. It's unlikely that Xander's going to start hitting 400 the rest of the way with 30 home runs. It's unlikely that Jake Cronenworth's going to do a whole lot more than he already does. Arise. I think he can bring the average up, but it's still going to be mostly singles, some doubles thrown in there. Obviously, Manny, Fernando, and Merrill, I think, could do better.
Yeah.
The starting pitching could get healthier. The bullpen could go back to the way it was. But that's a lot of things that have to happen. I would like to see something added to this lineup. It's got to happen, I think, if they're going
to
make it.
No, it has to.
They may not make it now. I never felt that way, but You know, they lost yesterday. It would have been four straight series. I am getting a little...
You're starting to go down the rabbit hole.
No.
Tessa says, I'm feeling so positive now. Yay. I think what Chris is trying to point out is that even though they haven't been at their best, they're still winning, which is what I've been saying all season long.
That's the best news of all, that they keep winning enough to be right there.
Yeah. Vasquez is another one they said was overperformed this year.
Okay. Good call. Although he didn't do that for the first month and a half. He's done it now. I think it's going to be an A.J. Preller to the rescue thing here. I hate to say it, and you're putting a lot of pressure on who's ever acquired, but the Padres need a little kick in the arm. They just do. This offense is underwhelming, by and large, underwhelming. It just is. Defense. Base running has been really good.
Yep.
It's won a lot of games for them. And timely stuff. Iglesias is hitting like .230. It seems like he's won four or five games,
he's
including
won
yesterday.
At least two in my mind. The one in San Francisco a few weeks ago and then yesterday.
Yeah. So.
His war is two right now.
2.0 or 0.2?
No, I'm saying in my mind.
In your mind, his war is two.
He has won the Padres
two games. Two games, right. Well. We'll see what AJ comes up with. Look, where would they be right now? And if you're an AJ Preller hater, I can't change your mind. But
they're out there.
Where would they be without his signings of Pivetta and Sheets? Where would they be? They would be below the Diamondbacks. I almost can guarantee you that. They probably would be below 500.
I mean, Gavin Sheets.
He's going to have to save them again. He's going to have to come up with something.
Yeah. And that's why when I was filling in for Braden last week, it's like this team is not the team that we're going to see in the second half of the season. There's going to be at least one change to it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the everyday lineup.
There's going to have to be, or they're not going to make. They're not. I believe if there's not that change, they're not going to make it.
Do you think that Luis Arraez, like, do you think that they could trade for first baseman, put Luis Arraez DH all the time, now have a real first baseman?
I just have Sheets in left field the rest of the way.
Yeah, has he played good enough?
I don't know where he's going to go, but he's going to have to do something.
Yes.
All right, we'll find out more when we get into our Padre pen pals. If you think I sounded a tad negative there, wait till you hear some of the letters we got.
Oh, man.
Yeah. High baseball coverage, you know, when we talk about baseball. That.
When do we ever do that?
Yeah, that actual part of the show on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com, get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. Apparently, we don't have T-Mobile here. Apparently, we don't have Allegiant here. Apparently, we don't have... I know we do,
oh.
But... We don't have them here so that they can put their name on an arena, do we?
Oh, I see. Oh, because you're just in Vegas.
Driving around Las Vegas, they got an arena. You can't, you know, the old swing a dead cat and hit a new arena in Las Vegas. There's one everywhere. They build one, you know, every 10 minutes in Las Vegas. We have no arenas here.
Oh, we got
Sorry
the sports arena?
To my friends at the sports arena, but...
And the new one up in Oceanside, Front Wave.
Okay. I'll give you that one, which holds what?
I don't know.
7,000 people?
I'm not sure.
17,000?
So what you're saying is you're looking for for like an 18,000 seat arena.
I'm looking for something that makes us seem like we're a big league city. Okay? A small league city.
NASCAR's coming here? That's a big league sport?
It's not here yet. Front Wave Arena holds 7,500, so I was right. I'm
so happy you were right.
I know. For what it is, Front Wave Arena is terrific. It's perfect for minor league sports. And I worked in minor league sports, right? You know that for a long time.
You're not taking a dig at it. Yeah.
I'm just saying that I want to have the ability to have major league sports. That's all. We're the eighth largest city in the nation. We act like we're the 80th largest.
I honestly don't know. I was talking to someone last weekend about the NBA coming here. I don't know that we're a city for the NBA.
Fine.
Maybe the NHL. I could see us being into the NHL, but I don't think we're anything.
I don't think we're either of them, honestly.
We're a baseball town. That's it.
And we're hanging on there. You know, because look, this team is really good. The best it's been consistently for, what, 7 years now?
Yeah, since we started working
Don't
here.
Give me a run like they had in the 80s or 90s here with Padre baseball, because we may not be much of a baseball town if something like that were to happen. I hate to tell you, our fans here would go away quickly. Lineups are out. The Nationals are throwing two former Padres at us right off the bat, C.J. Abrams and James Wood. Brady House, a big prospect, third baseman, just called up last week in their lineup as well. Josh Bell's playing against us tonight also.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I know. So pretty much everywhere we turn, a former Padre.
Is Luke Voit still with the Nationals?
They have not recalled Luke Voit for tonight's game.
Poor Luke Voit. It seems like that trade ended his career.
I don't know where Luke went.
He went to the Nationals? No, went to the Brewers?
He went to oblivion is where he went.
I know.
Juan Soto,
Luke, he probably wakes up going, Juan Soto.
You love Luke Voit because he had the little chest hair.
Oh, the chest hair was great. And yeah. I feel like he was actually a good Padre.
He was a jovial guy.
He was a jovial guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Padres lineup tonight. We had it for you earlier, but again, Jackson Merrill bats second, and Luis Arraez bats cleanup. Arraez will be the DH tonight with Jake Cronenworth moving to first base, and yesterday's hero, Jose Iglesias, playing second tonight.
I have an update on Luke Voit. Thanks to Jax on the chat, he is a first baseman for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles of Nippon Professional Baseball.
And I bet he's got like 32 home runs. You know what
Let's
I mean?
See.
It just seems like he would just crush over there.
I'm going to look this up. We got like
got
a minute
to look it up. I don't know if you're going to find it in a minute.
I don't know if I'm going to find it in a minute either, but I'm not going to find
it. You're not going to find it.
Now, it's not, apparently not easy to find MPB stats.
Somebody will find it. Luke Voit, our guy. Hit 95 career home runs in the big leagues. Led the league in the strike season of 2020. Not the strike season, the COVID season. He led all Major League Baseball that year with 22 home runs.
And last year he played in the Mexican League, and he had 23 home runs in 81 games.
Luke hit 13 of his career homers for us. All right, we're ready for... I'm trying to hold it off.
No, let's
the
bring
PPP,
it.
The questions that I've seen here are just like bringing fire. We're ready.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Padres Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now, on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, guys, it's going to be all negative today. I got some real... Tony says, bring it on, baby! I got some real upset fans out there who apparently didn't pay attention that they just won a series over the Royals, but that's no big deal. So let's get right into it. Oh, first, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. First one is about the manager. Mike Schilt's tenure as Padres manager has been underwhelming due to his questionable in-game decisions, inconsistent lineups, and lack of fire. Despite a talented roster that he has, he's failed to let logic win over emotion. His shaky bullpen management and failure to quote-unquote let the boys play has cost them games. You're going to tell me I'm wrong. You're going to tell me I'm making a big deal about nothing, but the real ones know. Let's hope for a manager change in the offseason after they missed the postseason for the second time in 3 years. I want to see a guy who comes in and makes a difference by not being their friend, but by being their boss. Ron Washington is like that, and I think someone like him is what we need to get this team over the top. Chris, you're up first. There's no question, just a statement. What do they need a different manager?
I have a couple of questions for the person who wrote the question.
We went back and forth because, like, you do realize you're wrong. He's like, I don't care.
Okay, well, I'm not going to start with that. I'm going to start with a couple of questions.
Okay.
Where's Ron Washington's team in the standings at the moment?
The bottom.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Also, I believe he's stepped away.
I also don't know how much fire you want from a manager. Was that Mike Schilt or was that Billy Martin or was that Earl Weaver who came flying out of the dugout the other night and goaded Dave Roberts into a shove? Started a bench-clearing brawl. I don't know too many managers that have started one of those. Mike Schilt has plenty of fire.
Yes, he does.
And I think this person's asking for more old school, where the manager rules with an iron fist and the players say, uh-huh. That isn't the way it is anymore. So getting him, if you found a manager like that, Ron Washington's a player's manager also, and I'm sure Tony will back that up, but you have to have a personal relationship with your players now in this day and age in order to get them to perform. You cannot rule with an iron fist. So I'm not just going to go crazy on this. I think what was written, most of us are going to disagree with. I'm just trying to give some reasons why I disagree with it.
All right, that's fine. Tony, what do you think about Mike Schilt and the way he manages this team?
I'm not giving any reasons why I disagree with it. I'm just going to say this person has no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And I'll just leave it at that.
All right, that's fine.
I'm tired of explaining these things. If you don't know, you don't know. It's fine.
But he said the ones who know.
He said
no.
But the real ones know.
If they all sing it like that, there's a bunch of people, according to him, that don't know. So have at it.
Okay, so the next one is about Robert Suarez. I don't know why Robert Suarez is in the firing line, but he is. Robert Suarez is a frustrating, inconsistent closer. He may have a fastball that hits 100, but his poor command leads to walks and hard contact while he's under pressure. His inability to consistently locate pitches or adjust to it is a liability for the Padres to contend. I heard Tony grumbling. They need more reliability from him. Tony, with a player option after this season, why not trade him?
I don't think that's out of the question.
Okay.
I'm glad that this is the question that ended up coming out of this ridiculous
Yahoo's.
That's not out of the question. I don't think that's out of the question.
What, trade him before the end of this season?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think that's out of the question. I think that it would depend on what they're getting back in return. You know, I think they have a bullpen. I think that's been proven. And have they gone through a rough spot? Of course. What bullpen does it? No one goes through this thing unscathed the whole season.
Well, no, every other closer in baseball goes through the season unscathed, according to this question.
Yeah, no, touche, touche.
Yeah.
I don't think that's out of the question. I mean, it would take the right piece, I think, ultimately. But... yeah, I don't think that's out of the question.
Okay, Chris, with a player option coming up after this season, why not trade Robert Suarez?
Well, I hadn't really thought of it at this point. I think he's something that is a huge reason why you are at least where you are. Jason Adam has not been.
Yeah, we ready for Jason Adam to be the closer?
Well, I am, but I mean, he hasn't been as automatic as he had been the first 2 months of the season either. And as Tony said, these guys do go through some ups and downs in the course of a season. However, now that Tony Gwynn Jr., of all people, has said, you know, I think he could be traded, I'm almost kind of expecting him to be traded.
Don't put that on Tony.
I'm not putting it on Tony. I'm just saying that Tony's got a good feel for these things. And I do believe that if they traded him, they could maybe fill some of the holes. And they have some holes here, right? We've talked about it all day already. They've got to get some things tightened up going into the second half of the season. Maybe Suarez is a way to do it.
What were you just showing us in the camera, Tony? It was a bunch of stats.
You didn't see the first name that's highlighted and the numbers that are there with it?
Oh, Suarez. There it is.
No, it's not Suarez.
We can't see.
I can't see it.
Oh, you can't see it.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty blind to begin with. So.
Well, who was
it's
it?
Adam.
Oh, okay.
Adam. 185. Opponent's hitting 218. I know he's been in a little bit of a rough spot, but he's still been phenomenal.
Oh, I love him. Look, if he was my closer tomorrow, I'd be comfortable. That's why I think your idea is
I'm not saying that it's going to happen. The question, what was the question that you gave again?
Why not trade him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I don't think that's a complete, like, out of the question. It won't happen.
I also really love that they think he's terrible, but he's going to bring back a big haul.
Here's the first thing. Yeah, well, first thing, he's not terrible.
But I know.
He has not been unbelievable of late. I mean, let's be honest.
Yes.
Iglesias and Jackson bailed him out with an incredible relay play yesterday, or they would have fallen behind in the ninth inning. He did give up a winning home run the other night. He hasn't been automatic, but I don't think any closer really is anymore. And that's my biggest thing. What is better than Robert Suarez? And there isn't a lot out there that's better.
Yeah.
Word up.
All right, let's go to the next one. This one is about Michael King. And let's keep in mind that when this person wrote to me, it was S-C-H-I-L-D-T for Schilt, which is not the right spelling. So you don't know ball, sir.
Is this you writing your own letter?
No.
S-C-H.
Yes, it's S-H for everyone out there. No, I just love because people always point that out to me. If I make one little mistake, it's like, well, you're an idiot because you said it was S-C-H-I-L-D-T. If you knew anything about the Padres, it would be S-H-I-L-D-T.
They don't think you're an idiot. They think you don't know ball.
That's the same thing.
Well, you are very defensive about that.
Because I'm tired of being told it.
Just be comfortable in your own skin and understand that you know ball and don't react to it every time. That's better.
I know. You know what is inside of me? I feel like after 7-8 years of learning baseball, I feel like I know enough ball to know more ball than them, so I have to let them know. I need to let it go.
Tony's with me here. The people who have to let you know that they know ball,
it's true,
sometimes really don't know it.
Oh, so I like where, okay.
Just like the people who have to tell you how great they are, sometimes they ain't that great.
Okay. All right, here it
just
is.
Just a little advice for
here
you,
it is.
Sir.
Dude, are you serious with this Michael King thing? Schilt, with an S-C-H, said it's something baseball doctors have never really seen or dealt with. Okay. What kind of bed is this guy sleeping on? A slab of stone? Can someone get this guy a bed that isn't the equivalent to sleeping on the floor? I read that he said some days he wakes up and feels like he can pitch. Some days he wakes up and it is sore. I don't care what you do, but do something, bro. I guess this shouldn't be surprising because of the Padres' history of saying guys are fine, then have them come back 2 years from now. So, Chris, you're up first on this one. Should we just count out Michael King for the rest of the season?
I hope not. I mean, honestly, if we're going to go ahead and count the guy out for the rest of the season, man, that's...
To be fair, he said he expects to pitch again this year.
Everybody, I think, really expects him to. This goes back to what we talked about at the very beginning of the season, and this isn't Michael King's fault. I don't think it's Mike Schilt's fault. I don't think it's the organization's fault, because I think every team and organization is similar to how the Padres handle things. They try to err on the side of caution, but it's just worked out this year, where every single person that they thought wasn't really hurt bad has been hurt longer. And that has just created a lot of distrust. I don't think they did it intentionally.
I don't think there's anything new here.
But there's some distrust now, because when they tell me this guy's going to be here or there,
all right,
I need to wait and see if they're here or there. Now, it went the other way last week with Fernando.
We thought
Fernando was going to be out for a long time after that hit by pitch. Mike Schilt was erring on the side of caution. Then, boom, he's in the lineup in right field.
It's true.
So I don't think they've lied to us once. I just think it's been a season like this where little tiny things have grown into bigger things. And so, you know, we're a little uneasy about it. Michael King is the perfect example, unfortunately.
You'd rather things...
were they supposed to say when he got hurt?
Let me just go ahead and get to my point. I think people hear what they want to hear. Because at no point in this King thing have they said he's going to be back. They said they are hopeful. They never said he was coming back on this day. They literally said he slept on it wrong, which no one believes. So that's where your distrust starts at. because no one believed he slept on it wrong.
Right.
And so that's on you, the people who think that that's a lie or that that wasn't to be the truth. That's your deal. Padres never said anything. I'm talking about Michael King's injury specifically.
Yes.
That would indicate he was coming back. I think you heard the first day when they said, hopefully we're going to give it a day. Hopefully he'll be ready to go tomorrow. He wasn't able to go. And then everybody's brain kind of exploded and took on whatever it took on at that point. This is a nerve injury that they can't explain. And by the way, it wasn't baseball doctors have never seen it before. It's not what was said. Again, you're just making up your own facts in this. That never was said, that baseball doctors have never seen this. This is like a brand new injury. No, what's happened is the few guys that have had it have all kind of had the same type of deal. It's a nerve, so it's going to get better when it gets better. And it ain't there right at this point. And so, yeah, I hope that is. I think everybody expects him to pitch before the end of the season. Like, this isn't a season anything. But you ultimately are in a wait-and-see mode because no one really knows when it's going to get better.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I used to play hockey every Tuesday night? I mean, right? I stopped playing right about when the show started. But I hurt myself broadcasting a game and sitting in a confined chair for 15 innings in Long Beach one day doing an Aztec baseball game. I got home the next day and my sciatic was killing me and on down my leg.
That was painful.
2 days later, I went to play hockey, put my skates on, went out on the ice, turned left, and fell down. And I fell because the nerve that gives... Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Just a visual of Chris
I just went plop right down. Yeah, I did. I went right down. And the nerve...
So you just went right the rest of the time?
The nerve, the ligament, the whatever that holds up my leg on that turn had evidently stopped working from that sciatic.
Yeah.
And it never came back.
Oh.
And I still don't play hockey because I can't turn that way.
I was just about to make a joke.
Saying.
I didn't know it was real.
It's totally, yeah. You guys
you're
have like fun.
You can't be a NASCAR driver now.
Yeah, I'd have to go around one side. I could
you
only
have to go opposite way.
I'd have to circle to the right the whole game. But my point is, I'm kind of over it now so I can laugh at it, but yes. I hated this. Because I really couldn't skate and do what I needed to do. And this just happened, and I tried everything. Acupuncture, this, that, all kinds of treatments. Strengthening, PT. Nothing brought it back.
Wow.
So nerves are weird.
They are weird.
Yeah, I hope for Michael King it comes back.
I mean, what people don't know is that you could just move in a certain way and it hurts. And one day it hurts and the next day it doesn't. But nerves are tough to deal with because you can't really do anything, I don't think, right?
You want to find video of me falling, don't you?
I know I won't be able to find it, but I just imagine Chris turning left and just falling flat on his face.
I had no idea what was going to happen, right? I didn't expect it.
That video, especially the first time he didn't expect it, would be gold.
Yeah,
like him thinking, like it had determined to like skate off, going to his left, and just
and being on the ice and going, "How did I get here?
Did you hit your head?"
Probably a lot too many times.
Oh, okay, actually. All right. Real quick, this is the last one. There's nothing really to say about it, but it's a positive one for all of us. And this person wrote to me, I want to tell you that you guys have a really hard job dealing with all the clueless idiots who think they know baseball. I'll say it for you. They don't know ball. That is all. Keep up the good work.
Thank you
for that.
Thank you, anonymous person.
All right. Chris vs. the Fans up next. Your chance for a qualification for a trip to Las Vegas. 833-288-0973.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.